You know, we didn't talk about your series on the 101 Ranch. Just a little bit about that.
When we were in the process, I say we because by that time I was affiliated with the Nature Conservancy of buying the Chapman Barnard Ranch. There are very strong feelings in Osage County about any kind of federal intrusion. And there was a lot of opposition to the idea of the Nature Conservancy buying that 30,000 acres initially because they felt the Conservancy was a stalking horse for the federal government that was making noise at that time about a park that would start in Oklahoma, go up through Kansas, tall grass park going up into Nebraska. We were trying to come up with ways that would lessen the pressure against that whole thing, and I came up with the idea of having a reunion and inviting all the old cowboys that had ever worked on the Chapman Barnard Ranch and who were still living to come back for this reunion. That's what we did, and a lady by the name of Helen Christensen helped put the names together. We invited them, and lo and behold, about 90 of them showed up for this reunion. And I thought, well, they're there, and I'm sure if we can get them talking, they could tell some great, great stories. And so I got some folks out at TU to come out and videotape them. Those tapes just sat around for a period of time, and here we were with a bunch of wonderful stories. Finally, Harvey Payne, who is the director of the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve now, said to me, you're just sitting around on your fanny not doing anything. Why don't you do something with those tapes? So I went back and looked at them, and you couldn't use those tapes because they had the time code bar across the bottom of them, sometimes clear up to the chin. But I got to thinking, a lot of those people are still around. If we could find them, we could get them to tell those stories. That's what we did, and so we just started out. We could only work on Saturday because the young man who was doing the videotaping could only get off on Saturday, and I didn't want to work on Sunday. So we started out interviewing people. Invariably, when we would finish interviewing these people, they would say to me, Ken, I don't know as much about this as it may sound like I do. You really ought to go talk to so-and-so because they really know what happened. So I'd go over and talk to so-and-so, and we'd get permission to do their interview. And when we'd finish, guess what they said? So-and-so knows more about that than I do. Why don't you go talk to so-and-so? I ended up with about 125 interviews on videotape. They all fell into various patterns. Well, as I got into this, I uncovered the most amazing history up there in Tallgrass Country, like the 101 Ranch. The 101 Ranch is the only place in the world that there have ever been five different kinds of cowboys. There were the drovers, and that's what Mr. Miller started out when he was driving longhorns up from San Antonio, and they'd drive them up, unhook them in Kansas someplace, and go back to Texas and get another load. So he had the drovers there. A lot of those fellows stuck around and became his ranch hands. So you had the ranch hand type cowboy. Then from these, you had those that went to Hollywood, and they actually made motion pictures on the 101 Ranch that were circulated in the United States. And you had the rodeo cowboy. So you had five different kinds of cowboys. Amazing stuff. I uncovered so much of that. Like Ben Johnson Sr., you could always tell when he was on the horse in the rodeo because he always wore a white handkerchief in his back pocket, and it would flag while he was riding around. So they knew that was Ben. Helen Christensen gave us some wonderful interviews and told a lot about Ben Johnson Jr., who, of course, was famous as a Hollywood cowboy. All those stories, Tom Mix, the Dewey Roundup. The Dewey Roundup was as big or bigger than Calgary or Cheyenne or Pendleton and those rodeos in its time. The grandstand collapsed one day, and they didn't have enough money to rebuild it, so they lost their rodeo. Stories like that, just Oklahoma history. We put these six episodes, and now seven because we added Will Rogers, who was actually a cowboy before he became an entertainer. They're doing well as a DVD series. It's called Cowboys in Tall Grass.